Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In part two of our Upgrading to Windows Server 2012 series, Blaine Barton and Tommy Patterson take us through the considerations you need to make for Hyper-V and virtual machines. Tune in as they discuss the best way to upgrade your Hyper-V infrastructure, how to consolidate folder locations, and various ways to import your VMs. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist with Microsoft here in my Tampa studio. And with me today, I have a special guest, a good colleague, friend of mine, Tommy Patterson out of Atlanta. He's our newest senior technical evangelist for the IT Pro side here with Microsoft. How are you doing, Tommy?
Doing fantastic, Blaine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Excellent. Well, welcome to IT Time. So I do have two questions I always ask my guests when they come on the show. And the first question for you, Tommy, is what was your first computer experience?
Well, the first one that I remember vividly was sitting down on the carpet typing on a VIC-20. I was typing in all the code for a Star Trek game that I wanted to play on the VIC-20 from one of the magazines. I don't know if you remember those magazines that came out. They were fantastic, had all the code in them, and you could try to follow along. They had 1,000 numbers, and if you missed one, you were in real trouble. That was fun. That was probably my first one I remember.
Are you still a Star Trek fan?
No, ironically, I'm a Star Wars fan, but they didn't send a Star Wars game in the magazine, so I just settled. So.
I see. Okay. Mac, right? Yeah, I thought you said that. Mac, yeah.
VIC-20, the Commodore.
Oh, the Commodore. Yeah. I gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
So that made kind of parlayed you into IT with your gaming experience, or how did you get started in IT? What brought you to the field of IT?
No, I was always kind of a little geeky growing up, and went to the Navy, did a tour, did two tours overseas, came back, and was really just looking for something new. And at the time, Novell was big and Microsoft was coming on the scene, and talked to New Horizons, one of our partners for some of these sessions we've been doing. And they said, you probably want to look at Microsoft. They're coming on pretty strong. So I went through the entire MCSE track to get into IT before I started working on the job. And my first job was help desk, and then from there, I just kind of migrated through the different things that came up, and virtualization came out. I jumped on the wave, and I've never wanted to get off.
Excellent. Well, that's perfect, because we're going to be talking about Hyper-V and virtual machine considerations. This is episode two. The first episode was upgrading Windows Server 2008 to Windows Server 2012, and this is episode two of Windows Server 2008 moving to Windows Server 2012, but with all the Hyper-V and virtual machine considerations. So with that, Tommy, why don't you take it away?
Great. Blaine, you know why I like this session so much? This is the culmination of many things. There were so many people that had tried 2008 R2, Hyper-V. Yeah, it was good. It was lacking in areas, and for VMware admins, it definitely wasn't up to the challenge at the time when 12 Hyper-V came out. It was a game changer. So when I get into these discussions in my pro camps and we go through this session, I see a lot of people go, oh, because things have gotten simpler and better. For people who have 2008 R2, if you're wondering, is it a good idea for me to go into 2012? Well, I think after you watch today's session, I think you'll see it's just that good. You need to try it. Give it a whirl in the lab. And if you have if you need to start up a lab, you can take a look at virtuallycloud9.com. I've got a full lab section there you can follow and jump right in. For those with 2008 Service Pack 2, this is the chart shows you what you can do, what your destination server can be for that upgrade or migration scenario. I want to draw out a couple of things here. The main point, Hyper-V server, the addition that's just Hyper-V that's out there, it's free. You can run as many workloads as you'd like on it. it's out there for, you know, primarily for a lot of Linux workloads, right? Because if you've got a licensed Windows server, you might as well go with the Data Center Edition of 2012 because you get unlimited copies underneath. But this shows you how you can migrate, what goes to what, fulls or server core options. Do note this, if you are on server core, Hyper-V server core of 2008 R2, there's not an upgrade option to get to the Hyper-V server edition. All right, so I just want to make sure we clarify that. That's a SKU change, so that's a licensing change that would occur, and there's not really an upgrade path for that. So what we're going to do today is talk through how do I get to 2012. A lot of my admins that I talk to say, I really like my environment, but I'm not too sure I want to upgrade my servers in place. Fully on board with you there. I know a lot of people like to start with a fresh server install, fresh Hyper-V installation. And what we've done now at Microsoft is made this a very simple wizard-based way of importing virtual machines directly into that new environment. Take a look at the left-hand side of the slide. This is the default locations for 2008 R2 VMs and where you would have to go look for those virtual hard disks, the virtual machines, the snapshots. They were all in different places. Right, there were a couple of different locations. You would have to go pull all those together. In 2012, which you see on the right-hand side, everything in one directory, if you so choose. Okay, you can manage this differently. For instance, you might put some virtual hard disks on a LUN, put the configurations and snapshots on a separate LUN. However, if you look at this, we simplified the model. In order to migrate, what you would do is take all the directories from the left-hand side of the screen, take all the directories and put them into one central directory, okay? Don't move files around. Just take all the folders, put them into one main folder. Take all the subfolders, put them into one main folder, and then present it on the 2012 server, okay? So now we have the ability to just import them directly. We don't have to do the export. You know, there's a lot of people moan and groan when you talk about the old export that had to take place. That's not necessary anymore. All you need to do is have these directories in one place, and we'll point that place, and we can say import the virtual machine. So the other thing that people need to take in consideration, you have different networks that may exist on this new 2012 server. If you don't have the matching virtual switch in matching name, right, you're going to have to map it to the new virtual switch. So those are called connections. Inside the virtual machine, we're going to connect to the new virtual network. And so it gives you the option for every network card present in the virtual machine, it says which connection do you want to connect to, and I can say external, wireless external, those are my virtual switches I've created in my lab. You might have DMZ, you may have some PVLAN or VLAN that you have out there in your network that you've labeled. You may want to have that presented. So you would have different virtual switch names here that are presented to you as long as you've created those virtual switches first. Once you have done this, you map those network connections, you hit next. And what the great thing here is it's going to go through each network card. So if you have multiple cards, it will ask you and let you map those. When you get finished, it gives you a summary of the process that is about to take place, and you click finish. There's another way of going about this, okay? For some people, they're PowerShell folks, right? Ed Wilson gets all excited. Once that import process is completed, you're going to see the virtual machine show up in the GUI. You're able to go remote in and hit the console. Keep in mind that Control-Alt-Delete in console is really Control-Alt-End. You need to remember that. And also a good tip is Control-Alt-Left arrow to get you out of the console in the event that the machine you imported doesn't have the tools running yet. So for everything that's Windows Server 2012, and above, the integration services, the drivers that are required for recognizing on a hypervisor are included. But anything below 2012 needs to have those integration services installed. For VMware admins out there, this is kind of like VMware tools. And so once you have that installed, everything works properly. This would be kind of like if you installed an operating system that didn't understand the screen or the keyboard and mouse you were using. Once you've installed those integration services, it will allow the mouse to move freely and in and out of the console session. Okay? So that's how you would install the integration services if Server 2012 workload. All right. The other way, I'll get back to the PowerShell piece for just a second. Some people like to go through and import via PowerShell, and I think it's a great way to do it. It's faster, especially if you've already mapped out what your switches are going to be. Here's a code snippet that you can use to go look through the tree, find VMs, compare them to your host to see, hey, do I have any mismatches here? Networking being the main thing that props up here. And it will say, connect this adapter to this particular virtual switch. It goes through and does that process, and you can run this through for all the virtual machines in a given folder, and it's much quicker, especially when you have lots of virtual machines you're importing, much quicker than going through the wizard of each virtual machine. So I just wanted to point that out. You can find that on my blog as well. And Blaine, you know, there's a couple of considerations here that we hear often in our camps, and that's around clusters, right? I mean, we hear so often, you know, well, how do I upgrade my cluster? And unfortunately, for now, 2012, for upgrading to a 2012 cluster that's Hyper-V enabled, you basically need to start over with a new cluster, put two new servers in that are 2012, and migrate those virtual machine workloads over into that cluster. The great thing is, and I'd say the shining light here, is that all new features going forward in the server release are going to have live migration support. So the idea of having to this painful process of rebuilding a cluster will go away in the future, as we will be able to live migrate those workloads over to the new systems and not have to go through this process. Right.
Yeah, good point. And even, you know, with the different hardware out there too, it's important to consult your OEM as well when you're doing some of this. But yeah, great. You know, you kind of take the changes, right, in technology and building the new cluster, but then taking advantage of those new features. So Tommy, you know, as usual, always like working with you. You did an awesome job today with IT Time TechNet Radio on this episode number 2. Virtual machines and upgrading those in place with Windows Server 2008 to Windows Server 2012. Tommy, it's always a pleasure having you on IT Time. You going to come back?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you want, Blaine. Can't wait.
Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Patterson, Senior Technical Evangelist in Atlanta. I'm Blaine Barton, Senior Technical Evangelist here in Tampa, Florida, in my studio. And with that, it's a wrap.